I can't predict to you when the next one will be. Hopefully it won't be for a very, very long time, but it will happen. There's no doubt it will happen. So instead of looking at it in two separate silos of biodefense for biological threats that are deliberate and countermeasures for naturally occurring, you should essentially pool the science so that you could do both. Well, I think that where we are right now in science and molecular biology, and particularly molecular virology, and our ability to sequence and recombine and create various organisms in some respect, is that the best way to prevent a nefarious act is to develop a culture of responsibility among scientists. You have to have some restrictions in the sense of you don't do work that could actually hurt people, in the sense of if you have a laboratory accident, you have to have the right containment. Once you start being too restrictive, you then impede creativity for so many of the good things that could come out of the same type of work. So if you develop a culture of responsibility, the vast majority of work on that area will be done for the betterment of mankind. There are always going to be the bad guys around somewhere, someplace. You would hope that they don't have the opportunity to do something that is going to ultimately hurt mankind. When I say that, I get back to what I mentioned just a moment ago, that the chances of nature creating something really bad is much better than we mere mortal humans doing it.